from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day because we are full strength today.
Yeah, we are.
Woo! Kevin, welcome back, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
You sound a lot better in here than you do over the portable thing that you take home.
Yeah, I hope to never use that thing ever again.
He has survived COVID. He is back in studio. His family is healthy again. Mm-hmm. He is healthy again.
Yes.
He went through his 14-day protocol that we have here, whatever it was.
I did.
And he's better, and he's back, and we're very excited to have you back. Woo!
Thank you. Yeah, I'm back. Kids back to school today, so
I know,
kind of worked out pretty well, me coming back here and them going back to school this morning. And I hope everyone has a great day of school. Everyone but Pinellas going back today, so a lot more cars on the road this morning.
So be careful. Lana was mentioning that off the air, like, yeah, definitely going to be some more cars out there, so definitely be more careful.
And a lot more traffic, so allow yourself a little extra time. It's always a little rough these first couple of days. Back to school, everybody figuring out their systems.
Especially if you're someone who's been going to work, you know, despite kids being out, you go, what the heck are all these cars doing out here?
Yeah.
This used to take me 15 minutes to get to work.
Yeah, it's going to take you a little longer today.
So. Yes, it will.
Back to school. Very excited about that. All right, so we have a four-pack of tickets for the Wawa 250 at Daytona on the 27th of this month. We'll get you hooked up on that with our secret celebrity. Country Thunder tickets, 2 3-day passes. You're going to have Lana as a lifeline when we play Tampa Trivia. Kevin comes up with these questions, and then we quiz Lana, and you got to decide if she got it right or wrong. So we'll play at 7:40.
And just to note, I think I got every question right yesterday.
Right. And it basically was like, how do you spell Tampa?
So. They were a lot harder than that, but I just to let you know, I'm celebrating 24 years here in December, so I know some stuff.
Right.
So.
What's happening in the studio right now? What does that mean up there?
The lights are flickering, and
That's
awesome.
Wow.
But you know what?
Hold on. Let's talk about what's going on in the studio today. Okay, so when you've been out, Kevin, it's been about 85 degrees in here, okay?
It's the complete opposite today.
Today, we might as well be hanging meat in here because it is freezing.
It's 65 right now.
Inside the building.
God bless our engineers, but they go, got it all fixed. It's all figured out. We go, wait, can we find like a middle ground, like a tent? I mean, lights are literally flickering in and out
I've lost my computer. Have you?
No.
No, mine's out.
Mine's
gone.
On a backup generator.
No, mine's
I guess
gone.
I'm all right.
I have no computer.
Oh, wait, you mean you're having problems with technology? Yeah. This one's not on you.
No. I hear if you bang the mouse, it'll come back on.
That's what my dad does. He goes, that's not working for me. It's kind of acting up.
Wonder why.
All right, let's get the day going.
Is the music part working? Let's just do that.
Let's do that. All right, so what in the world are you doing up right now? Maybe going back to school, maybe on your way to work, maybe driving a truck. What are you doing up right now? 800-992-1099. We're going to stay on the air as long as they're going to let us when it comes to the electric outing here.
Somebody pay the bill?
995 QYK, I forgot. Tampa's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Good morning. Who's this?
Hungry Howie's Mike. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Hungry Howie's Mike? Where are you at right now?
Troy, Alabama.
Oh, my gosh. How's that? What's the traffic like there, just in case people are going up there?
You got to realize it's an hour behind Tampa, so it's only 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's kind of dead right now.
Nobody on the road now.
It's great. I'm headed to Montgomery. I should get to Montgomery before morning traffic picks up.
There you go, my friend. Well, listen, we always appreciate you having us on and streaming us no matter where you're at. You have a great day, okay?
You too, guys.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Sounds like you guys need an electrician there.
Trust me. There's a lot of things we need here. But we're not allowed to say anything. There's a whole department for that, but apparently they, what are they doing, Lana?
They're using a Groupon is what they're doing. Seems like.
Jeff, you got a busy day ahead of you today?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what are you up to?
Probably got to go do a service change.
Okay, very nice. Well, listen, you have a great day. We appreciate you having us on, Jeff.
You too. Have fun. Be all good.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, cool. 4-pack of tickets to the Wawa 250. We're playing Secret Celebrity next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And we're going to hook you up with some NASCAR tickets. We got a big race coming up, and we've got a four-pack of tickets to the Wawa 250 that is happening at Daytona on August 27th. But tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
Back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school.
Now, this would be a fun game for Lana to play as well, because she probably has no idea what movie or actor that is.
I know the actor. I have no clue what movie it is.
Okay, it's okay. Well, all you got to do is know the actor or the movie. Do you want to give a hint, Kevin, on this?
He's Happy Gilmore.
Yes, he is. I was going to say the same thing. He's Happy Gilmore. He's Mr. Deeds. He's been in Blended.
He's Big Daddy.
There you go. So name that actor and that movie. And again, it has to be to do with going back to school. All right, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Who's our secret celebrity? All right, we are playing Secret Celebrity right now on 99.5 QYK. Here is our secret celebrity.
Back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
Brian's in Riverview. Brian, what actor is that?
That would be Adam Sandler.
It's Adam Sandler and Billy Madison. That's right.
Billy Madison.
Way to go, my friend. You just picked up a four-pack of tickets to the Wawa 250 at Daytona. Woo!
Thank you.
You got it, Brian. Remember that movie, Billy Madison?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it probably about 20 times.
There you go. All right, man. Hang on for me. We'll get you hooked up.
Got you.
Well, it is Tuesday, which means we got a letter from somebody for Family Matters. QYK family, we're going to need your help. It has to do with in-laws. It's next. By the way, we got Carly Pierce on the show coming up at 8:20 on 99.5 QYK.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
All right, we're doing our QYK Family Matters. We get an email from somebody, qykfamilymatters@gmail.com. We read it on the air, and then we turn it over to you, QYK Family, to tell us what you think the best advice would be for this person. Lana, what you got?
This is from Leslie. Looks like she lives in Zephyr Hills.
What's up, Leslie?
My husband comes from a big family, and they love to take trips together. We're supposed to go on the next vacation with them, but I really don't want to. I'd rather spend our money and time off work to go somewhere with just my husband. But when I try to bring this up to him, he says I need to suck it up because it's family. He makes me feel guilty. Why do I want to go on a trip with family that I see 2 to 3 times a week already? How can I make him understand and agree to skip this getaway? Leslie.
Who in the family are they going with?
Sounds like his parents, his family.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Going on a trip with the in-laws.
Got it. Does it say what they're going to do? It doesn't tell you what they're
going
to do?
It doesn't say where they're going or what they're going to do, but it's...
I was thinking maybe they could branch off and do their own thing as they were on this vacation, but you don't know what they're doing.
You're on a trip with your in-laws. You ain't going anywhere. You're all hanging out. You're
wrapped up.
It's a trip with the in-laws, so...
Right. Yeah.
Well, let me ask the question to the QYK family. Should she go on this trip? Should she not go on this trip? Does she have a point of saying, hey, that's not really a vacation to me if we're with in-laws? Or is she need to suck it up, as her husband said, which is never a good thing to say to your wife, I don't think. Suck it up.
Suck it up, it's family. but the interesting thing that I see that she sees them already 2 times a week. So it's not like she doesn't see them. It looks like she sees them quite a bit, so
maybe that's what she needs a vacation from, is what you're saying?
Sounds like that's what she wants a vacation from.
All right, what's your advice be for Leslie? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, so we are doing our QYK Family Matters right now. Leslie had reached out to us, and she's got a little predicament that she's in right now.
Yeah, her husband wants her to go on vacation with her with his family. He has a big family, and they want to do a big vacation. And Leslie is saying that I'd rather just spend our money and time off work to just do something with just the two of us. I see my in-laws 2 to 3 times a week. Why would I want to go on a vacation with them?
His idea of a vacation is everybody involved. Her idea of a vacation is just them two.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to figure this out, looking for your advice. QYK family. Craig's on the phone right now. Craig, what do you think?
So I'm thinking that, she sees the family, like the in-laws, like 2-3 times a week. Mm. She needs to get a vacation on her own with just her husband away. I mean, you know, it's not right for him to say, suck it up. I don't agree with that. I mean, I would say my in-laws are great, and, you know, we see them a lot. But, you know, to take a vacation with them, you know, it'd be, okay, we can do that some other time. But, you know, right now, we just need to focus on ourselves.
Yeah,
I like that answer.
I like that, too, you know, especially if you don't get a lot of time of just you guys one-on-one, if it's kids or whatever, this would be a great time.
Or not only that, if you don't get a lot of time off work,
right?
You know, and a lot of times people get to take one vacation in a year. Do you want that one vacation to be with your in-laws?
Yeah.
Right, and maybe the in-laws are, you know, retired. I don't know the situation, but maybe they're retired. Maybe they can go on a million vacations, you know?
Right.
And why should you spend your one time that you get off of work going on vacation, especially during these last year and a half, 2 years of COVID stuff we've been dealing with? You know, you just want to get away and you want to enjoy all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you calling, man. You have a great day.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too. Yeah, he makes a good point. I mean, first of all, people are going to say, hey, you know, you enjoy the time you have with these people.
Right.
But at the same time, maybe it's they need to work on their relationship together. Maybe they just need this time to reset and be like, hey, I love you. You love me. Let's just take this time together and do our own thing.
But, or, you know, a lot of times when parents have kids and they get a chance to take a vacation without family and kids and all that stuff around, they want to tie one on. They want to let loose. They want to have some fun. You're not going to be able to do that with, you know, the in-law, the older in-laws, you know, hanging out. So.
I heard someone say, when you take your kids, it's a trip. When it's just you and your wife or spouse or whatever, that's a vacation.
There you go. See what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I appreciate the calls for the QYK Family Matters. Coming up 7:05. It's going to make sense today, Lana. It is a car line fun fact.
Yeah, we're back.
The car lines are back. And a brand new 7:15 second date update. Thanks for having us on.
Well, it's a car line. Car line. Fun fact. Fun fact.
Back to school today. Car line fun fact for you. Lana, what you got?
Well, I know there's probably a lot of kids out there kind of complaining, I don't want to go back to school. You know, I mean, sometimes it's fun, but sometimes you're like, I want the summer to last longer. Well, listen to this car line fun fact. In South Korea, students are in school for 16 hours a day.
Ooh, no thanks.
Yep.
Wow.
So don't complain. From 8 till 4, and then they go back from 6 until 9. 16 hours a day. In Bangladesh, school sometimes takes place on a boat. That would be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Unless you get seasick.
Dutch students, they start school on their 4th birthday.
Mm.
So they start school a lot earlier than us. And then in Brooklyn, here's one, though. In Brooklyn school, there is a school in Brooklyn with no grades, no tests, or no homework. How's that?
Yes.
I'm sure all the kids listening are loving that right now and want to move to Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly. There's a University of Santa Cruz only does a pass-fail. It's in college. They just do pass-fail. They don't do grades.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's very nice. They surf a lot there. Right on the water.
I know a lot of kids, they don't like bringing homework home, but I'll tell you what, your parents hate it more, so.
Damn, to do homework. Yeah. Jeez. All right, Lana. You got it. Well, you know, I think that comes with, you know, for you. You
didn't Kevin and I were talking about
really
it earlier.
You didn't as a kid either.
Well, there's that. So, good luck today on your first day of school. Back to school.
Back to school. There you go. All right. 995 QIK, 6 minutes away from a brand new 7:15 second date update.
Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget.
715 Second Date Update.
All right, got the 715 Second Date Update right now. Justin has reached out to us. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for reaching out to us. All right, so tell us about this girl, Lori, that you mentioned in your Facebook message.
Yeah, yeah. So we first met on Bumble.
Okay.
And pretty casual first date. Took her out to lunch at, you know, Green Lemon.
Yep.
Yum.
I mean, we hit it off. It was the best date I've been on in a long time. We had great chemistry, and she's super driven. I really kind of like that in a partner, someone who has like ambition and, you know, knows what they want to do with their life. And, I don't know. It was just a great date. I felt really good about it, and reached out after, you know, see if we could make it a dinner next time, and nothing. Nothing. Kind of dropped off the face of the earth for me, and I'm just confused because we really connected, and hoping maybe you guys can help me out, figure out what went wrong.
And you can go back in your head and kind of remember the date and what you guys talked about and what was said, and there's nothing that you can think of that would cause her not to want to talk to you again?
Yeah, no, I went over it. I mean, we didn't talk about anything like super sensitive. We just kind of talked about things that we want in life, and it was great. Great. Truly, I've gone over the conversation so many times in my head, nothing sticks out.
And you didn't share anything that might have been embarrassing about yourself or something that would have turned her off in any way?
No, I don't think so.
Because, I mean, you know, like, if the conversation gets awkward, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I swear, we just kept talking, and nothing was weird.
All right, man. Well, if you can't think of anything, we're going to do what we do. As long as you're cool with us calling her and, you know, cool with whatever she has to say, we'll give her a ring for you, okay?
Please. Thanks.
All right. Hang on for me. All right. We're trying to help out Justin this morning on the 715 Second Date Update. Sounds like a very upbeat, nice guy. I feel like he's thought about the date and things seem to have gone well.
And I asked him, you know, to go back and think about, you know, how the date went, what you guys talked about and everything. And he's like, no, there's nothing I can think of that would make her not want to text me or go on a second date. So nothing that he can think of, at least.
All right. Let's do this. Let's try to call Lori right now.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Lori?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Lori, this is JR and Lana over here at QIK. How you doing?
Oh, my God, QIK. Hi, I totally listened to you guys.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We want to see if we could talk to you for a minute, actually, on the air, about a date you went on. Would that be okay?
Okay, yeah.
I think you might know what this is. This is our 715 Second Date Update. Would that be all right if we just asked you a couple questions?
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, we wanted to ask you about Justin. I'll just tell you what we know. Justin said that you guys went on a great date, lunch date, casual, to the Green Lemon. Had a lot of fun together. He thought that you really were a well-rounded person. He got along well. And he was very interested in going on a second date with you, but has not heard anything back. And kind of wants to know what's going on. So what's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a nice guy. I would give him that. Like, and the date was fine. It's just, to be perfectly honest with you, he's not exactly what I'm looking for. Not quite what I'm looking for.
Okay, why? What's the reason?
Okay, this is gonna sound kind of crappy, but I'm really career oriented, and like I'm pretty successful, and I just feel like he is not very driven. And frankly, I'm not even sure if he has a job. Like, I think he's unemployed. He kept talking like the whole time about, I'm an inventor and I'm working on this thing. And it was like, I don't know. It just seemed a little, I didn't believe him, first of all. And also I was like, okay, that's not really like a real job. You know what I mean?
He said he's an inventor?
Yes. Okay. He said he was an inventor. And I was like, well, what are you inventing? What are you working on? He would not tell me. Like, it was almost as if he thought I was going to like steal his idea or something, but he would not tell me what invention he's working on. And it just seemed like, I don't know, it just kind of seemed like somebody who's unemployed but doesn't want to say they're unemployed, so they make up some fake career, you know?
Did he say what, like, he used to do in the past or anything? Did he talk about that? Maybe he's between jobs and he's just trying to invent things on the side? Or this is what he does.
Just kept on selling me this whole, I'm an inventor, I've got this great idea, but I can't tell you about it because it's not patented or whatever the heck. And I was like, okay, good luck to him, but it's just not like, I just don't think it's real.
I get it.
To be honest.
I mean, yeah, okay.
Well, Lori, I want to tell you that we have Justin on the phone with us. And
oh my God, did he hear that?
He did.
Did he hear all that?
He did.
Oh no! Oh my God, I wouldn't have said it that way.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, Justin.
Inventor here. How you doing?
Well, I mean, is that true though? Is that accurate? Are you inventing something? Are you working on it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna talk too much detail over the radio, but yeah, I am an inventor, and I have something very exciting in the pipeline that I feel very confident about.
Okay. Do you have a regular job right now while you're working on this, or this is all you're doing?
No, not at the moment. I'm focusing all my attention on this project. I mean, you gotta have to understand that, like, the inventor, it's not just like the actual inventing thing. You gotta build it, you gotta make the blueprint, you gotta patent it. It's its own full-time job in a way.
How long you been working on this?
Oh God, this one, I'd say 4 years now.
Okay.
You've done other inventions, it sounds like?
Yeah, you know, certain things, nothing that made it to market. I definitely had some investors. But, you know, that's kind of like the life of an inventor. This one, though, I mean, I feel like this is a Shark Tank for sure.
Mm. Oh, you're going on Shark Tank.
Have a presentation. No, I mean, like, I just know this is the kind of stuff that they love on Shark Tank. So this will get on Shark Tank. I mean, it's going to be huge. I wish I could tell you more. I understand how it's
going. We do, too. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess we can ask questions, but it doesn't matter. He's not going to tell us what it is. But hopefully it will work out for you, and
yeah,
you
sure
can benefit, you know, from all of the purchases that people are going to make.
Yeah, you know, Lori, he sounds like a self-starter. I mean, some people have to take risks, and they come up with great inventions. Is this just too big of a risk for you?
I mean, like, truly, I hope your little invention does work out, but it's just not for me. I just want someone that's got like a steady job with a steady income, maybe some 401k.
Laura, I hear you. I'm telling you, when this invention comes out, I'm not going to need a cent. I'll be able to take you out places. Look, if we go out again, I'm totally down to tell you a little bit more about it so that, you know, you're not as skeptical. I just can't say it over the radio, but I'll explain it to you. I promise when you hear it, and you see, when you understand it, you'll get it. Like, this is better than a regular 9-to-5.
Yeah, Lori, this might be worth it just for the curiosity factor right now.
I'm glad you guys are curious. I think you sound really nice, and you should be with somebody who's, like, supporting your endeavors, because I'm just, it's just not for me.
I understand where you're coming from, but, I mean, can we just say the name Elon Musk? I mean, look at him. He's loaded now.
Okay, but in all fairness, I don't date Elon Musk either. He's a wacko. Oh. Like, the inventor.
Nice try, Lana. Really. All right, so, Lori, this is definitely a deal breaker for you.
I'm sorry. For me, it's a no-go.
Well, Justin, I really hope this is, sounds like you're a real self-starter, and you're very imaginative, and you're confident in yourself. I think that's great, man. And I hope whatever it is, we all get to see this invention at some point, and it's bigger than ever, and we're all working for you one day, so.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
But it's just not going to be another date with Lori, okay?
Sure, well. Enjoy reading about me in the papers, Lori.
There you go.
Okie dokie.
All right, guys. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK talking about our 7:15 second day update between Lori and Justin. How would you sum it up, Lana?
Justin is an inventor, and he really doesn't have a job, but he has some ideas that he couldn't tell us about because they weren't patent. And she's just really not into that type of lifestyle. She wants somebody more with stability, a 401k, benefits, that kind of thing. And he's just, you know, hoping to make it rich someday off of one of his cool inventions that he hasn't done yet.
I want to let you guys weigh in it right now. We got Mike on the phone. Mike, what do you think?
I'm curious. I work 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and I make a good living, and I can barely pay my bills. How do people like this actually pay for themselves?
I'm not exactly sure how he gets by. Maybe he saved up some money. I don't know what he's doing.
Four years, and he's working on some invention that he hasn't done anything with yet? How has he paid any of his bills? He must live at home with his parents.
Maybe.
Probably.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Run.
All right, Mike. Matt is in Sarasota right now. Matt, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. I think that she was probably right, honestly, because I have a cousin who has ideas all the time, and he's still living with his parents, and he's in his 30s, so...
Yeah.
I just feel like he, I don't know, I just was a risk for her that she was not going to take.
Yeah, she would just be funding his ideas if this one didn't work out. So.
Right. All right, Matt, have a great day.
Thanks. See ya.
You know, and he was not the only one. Some people actually weighed in and said, hey, give him a shot. I mean, this is how a lot of people get started. You mentioned Steve Jobs.
Right.
And Zuckerberg and Bezos. And
right.
Some that I've talked to people before that have become very, very wealthy. They said the only reason I did it is because I took a huge risk. So you got to be willing. You can't have to. You can't have a light stomach for that. You got to be right. Waiting around. So,
but also have to be in that kind of a situation to be able to do that.
Right.
So
she was a little worried that she was going to become a sugar mama. So
right. And some people just aren't in that kind of situation. I mean, I'd like to sit around and invent stuff all day and hopefully get rich, but can't do that.
Have you thought about any inventions you might do?
I got a car payment. So.
You gotta do that.
No, if I did, I wouldn't be sitting here with you. I'd be on my yacht in Belize or something.
Makes me feel good.
Just kidding.
All right, let's play a game for these Country Thunder tickets. 3-day passes. We'll give you two of these. Now, Lana, you're a big part of this, and you're a big part of if this person can win.
I know.
Yesterday's questions, you absolutely killed it. Today's, yep. I will tell you, are a little bit harder.
Oh, boy.
All right, so if you want to play right now, caller 9. We're going to play Tampa Trivia. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, here we go. Carol in Valrico. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, great. How are you doing today?
We are doing awesome. We're excited that you're about to play Tampa Trivia with us. Lana is going to be... the reason you win or lose right now, okay?
Yep. Oh, come on, Lana.
I'll try for you.
All right, we're going to give her three questions. She's got to get 2 out of 3 correct so you can win these Country Thunder 3-day passes, okay? So what
okay,
I'm going to do,
I'm
going to ask her a question. Before she answers, you're going to say if she got it right or wrong, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Here we go. The mascot of the University of South Florida is the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Before 1981, their mascot was known as what? You think she got it right or wrong?
I'm going to say right.
Think she got it right. Lana, were they the moccasins, the tarpons, or the golden Brahmas?
Brahmas? What's a Brahma?
It's a bull-type creature.
Then I'm going to go with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is correct.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the Brahmins.
Well, what are you going to do?
Brahmins?
Yes, it's a Brahmin bull.
It's a Brahmin bull.
There you go. Way to go, Lana.
There's one. Better to be lucky in the sport sometimes.
We're learning on the show. That's the most important thing.
All right, here we go, Carol. The next one is State Road 60 runs from Vero Beach to what Pinellas County beach that has been named best beach in the United States? Is it the St. Pete Beach, Clearwater Beach, or Madeira Beach? Do you think you got it right or wrong?
Right. Definitely right, Lana.
Ooh. Lana, what beach?
That would be Clearwater Beach.
Yes! Well done, Carol.
Yeah.
You just won Country Thunder tickets. Way to go.
Awesome. Thank you, Lana. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you know our area so well.
I know.
We're surprised.
I know. I'm very impressed.
We'll do one more for fun. I think you got this one. No problem. All right. Which bridge carries I-275 across Tampa Bay? Do you think she got it right or wrong?
Oh, I don't know. This is a real tough one, but I'm going to take a chance on Lana again and say she's right.
We take a chance on her every single day. So, Lana, what is it?
It's Howard Franklin.
There you go.
Franklin.
Yes, and Kevin, this is a stickler for him. It's Frank Land. It's not Frank Lynn.
It's not, yes. It's not like Benjamin Franklin. Yes. It's Frank Land.
Who was a great man.
Yes, he was.
As well as Franklin.
Carol, Country Thunder. Woo-hoo.
You are awesome. Congrats. We appreciate you listening and hang on for me, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, more of those Country Thunder tickets coming up for you at 12:40. We'll play again tomorrow for Tampa Trivia at 7:40. Your 810 Music Minute coming up for you, and Tim McGraw and his daughter are teaming up on a new project. We'll fill you in at 8:10 for commercial free till then.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Trace Adkins says that 2020 was a pretty good year for him, although it wasn't for a lot of people. He said, you know, he goes, I had a good year, was one almost the best of my life, and it was a very productive year for me. I recorded 25 songs for his upcoming album, The Way I Want to Go, which is out August 27th. And he said he did a bunch of movies as well. He goes, he spent time working around his farm, recorded new music, and filmed 3 movies. So he had
movies? What do you mean he filmed movies?
Yeah, like, he was in 3 movies. He said we'd get up, we'd take a COVID test, you get a rapid response, we'd all go to work. He
goes, for him.
That's the way it is. So he goes, it was a pretty good year for him. Well, Luke Combs purchased everything on a North Carolina teacher's list of classroom needs. You've heard of hashtag clear the list. Mm-hmm. Well, a teacher that went to his school that he and Eric Church both went to, she tweeted him out on social media and said, hey, can you help me clear the list for the school? And it was at Wakefield Elementary in North Carolina, and he quoted her back. He's like, I got you, your list is complete.
That's awesome.
How awesome is that? All right, well, Brett Young, you know, he has figured this dad thing out, and he's actually got some pretty good advice for new dads. Listen to this.
I think what I've realized, like, the best dadding is to be able to identify mom's needs without her having to tell you, because they're going to take the brunt of it, especially at this age. Like, the baby needs mom all the time. And so trying to figure out where you can insert yourself and help without getting to the point where she's like, help me.
Well, smart man.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good advice. Now, we all know that Tim and Faith, they sing well together. Well, now they're going to be acting together on that new show. It's like a spinoff, a prequel of Yellowstone. So how is it going to be, the two acting together?
But I think that there's something that our voices together really work well. I think that there's a sound that it creates. That if I can be objective as I can be, there's sort of a thing that happens with our voices together. Because they're so different, because they come from such different places musically, that really works together.
You know what else works together with Tim McGraw? His daughter. She is actually kicking off her acting career and is going to star in the new video that is coming out this Friday. Tim's got a brand new single out called 7500 OBO, and I'm going to play it for you here in just a second. And the video comes out this Friday, and he actually recruited his daughter, Audrey McGraw, who is making her acting debut. So you can check that out on Friday. If you haven't heard the song, we'll play it for you right now. And don't forget, we got Carly Pierce coming up here in just a few minutes, in about less than 10 minutes. We're going to talk to her, 99.5 QYK right now. It's brand new Tim McGraw, 7500 OBO is what this is called. It's about a truck.
She's on the phone right now. She has a song out called Next Girl. She is a girl, too, by the way.
Yes.
She was now a member of the Grand Ole Opry, Miss Carly Pierce, everybody. Hey. How does that feel to be a member?
And say it again.
Not only a member, but, I mean, Dolly Parton was the one who invited you, and then Trisha Yearwood's the one who actually brings you up on stage. I mean, icons right there. Holy cow.
I can't believe they couldn't get some bigger names, you know?
Right? I was a little disappointed, but, you know, they did a good job.
Very cool. Well, what's going on in your life? We haven't seen you and talked to you in a while. What have you been doing?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, just everything's been so busy of all the good things happening, but finally getting back out on the road and all of the obvious Opry stuff, and then announcing that I have an album coming out, and I'm just really excited.
Yes, you do have an album coming out, 29, written in stone. I appreciate you doing this on my dad's birthday, September 13th. That was very nice of you. I thought that was very well thought out.
I just wanted to make sure that you could buy him something that was quality.
Yes. Hey, there it is right there. He'll be listening to it nonstop. We want to ask you about Next Girl. This song seems to be pretty timely for you. Tell me about this concept, how you came up with it, and it's a fun song.
Yeah, I, you know, obviously lost my producer, Busby, to brain cancer during the pandemic and went through a lot of personal changes in my life, and it kind of left me going on this journey of what kind of music do I want to come back with without Busby. And I had this idea, and Shane McAnally and Josh Osborne, who produced this record and wrote a lot of these songs with me, they grew up loving and moved to Nashville loving 90s country music just like me. And I kind of just felt this level of understanding that I hadn't really ever felt before as an artist. And we just wanted to write one of those songs that Patti Loveless would have written. And it was just a moment of like, every girl has gone through this at some point, or will go through this at some point, or has somebody in her life that has gone through this. And I wanted to just write an anthem that said something and had substance to it, but also just made girls feel good when they turned it up.
Absolutely.
I love that. So you get to go out and hang out with Lady Antebellum this year, huh?
I do, and I just love them so much, and I'm just so happy to be able to be on tour with them.
Now, do you get to go out and sing a song with them?
I don't know. You'll just have to come and see.
Man, I love it. The cliffhangers from Carly Pierce. All right, we're going to play a game with you right now, though, okay? We're going to ask you a question, and if it applies to you, you say this girl. If it doesn't apply to you, you say next girl.
Got it.
All right, here we go. Lana, since it's a girl thing, I'm going to have you host the game, all right? Just so it's not weird for everybody.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
This girl or next girl? Mayonnaise.
Next girl.
Nice.
Instagram filters.
Ooh, this girl.
Okay.
Tattoos.
This girl.
How about clowns?
Clowns?
Yes. Clowns. You know, red wig, red nose.
Next girl times 100.
Okay.
Dating apps.
Next girl. Try that. Hate it.
All right. Last and finally, Tom Brady.
Next girl.
Oh, come on. You're talking to Tampa Bay right now,
he's
Carly.
He's a Super Bowl champion here in Tampa Bay.
Come on. Anyway, hey, no, we appreciate you, Carly. We want to see you soon. The new album will be out on my dad's birthday. Like I said, September 13, 29, written in stone. We can't wait to see you soon. You be well, okay?
Woo, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Next girl on Tom Brady.
Girl, dissing on Tom.
Unbelievable. I'm just kidding. We like her. Carly Pierce right there. Give it up for Carly. All right, so when it comes to the Olympics, we talked about the gold medal counts. By the way, which we on? USA?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Total medal counts. We destroyed in that as well. Well, Olympians, when they do win a medal, they get money for it. And gold is worth obviously more than a bronze medal. But compared to other countries, you may be shocked on how much money they actually get from it. I will tell you next on 99.5 QIK. It's got to be a thrill of a lifetime to be in the Olympics and then win a medal. Okay, it's 99.5 QIK. And you may not know this, but if you do win a medal, you get paid.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either, actually. Well, Olympic athletes have come out and talked about what they get paid. Former, actually, Olympic athletes have talked about this. Now, for a gold medal, how much money do you think you'd make? How much money do you think you'd get?
I have no idea. I'm going to say, like, I don't know. Do you like $10,000 or something?
Oh, it's got to be more than that. I say $50,000.
$37,500 for a gold medal.
Really?
$22,500 for silver and $15,000 for bronze. Now, that is a 50% increase since the games at Rio.
Oh, 50%?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's great, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what the athletes in Singapore make, all right?
Okay.
Would you think it would be more or less?
Well, the way that you're saying it, I'm going to go with more.
Yeah, same.
For a gold medal, you make $737,000.
$737,000?
Yes. For silver, $369,000. And for bronze, you make $184,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy, but you know what, though? I mean, that's awesome because they spend all day, all year training. So, you know,
absolutely.
Like, you know, years and like 4 years training for these things. So, that, you know, break that up into a couple of years. That's a salary, you know, so you don't have to have a job. You can just train.
Okay, so that begs the question, why is America not paying more? they're only getting $37,000 for a gold. Yeah. They're getting $737,000 for a gold in Singapore.
Kevin, answer?
I don't have that answer, but if you win multiple gold medals, you've done well for yourself.
Like
Bobby Fink here from Clearwater, he won two golds, so he's making
80 grand
just off those two wins. Yes. Good for him.
Well, he couldn't have made $1.4 million if he lived in Singapore.
That's true. He could have. May want to think about moving, Bobby. Yeah,
I couldn't believe that wow. price difference right
there. Well, I'm glad though that they get something. Like you said, they deserve it. It's hard work. They have spent years training and working towards this. So, I mean, plus they had to go to Tokyo and deal with the heat and everything going on with the COVID stuff. So
I think you should make more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder if you could melt on the gold and make more of the metal.
I thought they were made out of old cell phones.
Yeah. I made that up.
Yeah, that's right. They're made out of old cell phones.
That's what I thought. They're worth
gold
nothing.
Cell phones. Messing around. Well, there you go. If you win a gold, you might want to represent the country of Singapore. $737,000.
JR, absolutely.
USA. USA.
Thank you. All right, coming up next, Governor DeSantis is doing something awesome for teachers. It is well-deserved. It's our I Feel Good story. Memory I Don't Mess With, that's Lee Bryce on 99.5 QYK.
Wow! I feel good.
Well, first day back to school for a lot of kids today, and we want to say thank you to all our teachers.
That's right. Let's give it up to all of our teachers. Woo-hoo-hoo.
And there's a pretty cool story about what our governor is doing for a lot of teachers. What is he at?
That's right. Educators across Florida, they're beginning to receive $1,000 bonuses in the mail for their efforts during the pandemic. Teachers and principals, they all made tremendous triumphs continuing to serve students during the pandemic. They had to turn to remote learning as teachers stood the test of educating students in a virtual classroom. So Governor DeSantis, he wanted to give the educators that extra $1,000, and they're finally receiving those in the mail, along with a letter from the governor saying this past year came with challenges. You know, lots of students throughout the county were denied the opportunity to attend school in person. Florida put students and families first, which made a huge difference for millions of students and families throughout the state. So Juan, as the state of Florida is providing you with the enclosed $1,000. God bless you, and God bless the great state of Florida. So congratulations. Give it up to our teachers.
Yes, teachers.
One more time for last year and for this year as well.
Well deserved. 99.5 QYK coming up trending in Tampa Bay from a guy who's, I mean, he's a star. He's been in movies now. It's coming up at 9:10 on 99.5 QYK. Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You, 99.5 QYK. All right, it's JR and Lana. I'm a 23-year radio veteran. ACM CMA winner, the pride of Lutz and the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
And the star of the new Luke Bryan docuseries.
Yep.
He showed up in episode 4 in the first part, along with WQYK, Kevin Ebel.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Luke Bryan's not the star. It should be me.
Yes.
Today, back to school for all the kids in every Tampa Bay area county except Pinellas County. They start back tomorrow. Speaking of Pinellas County, they actually met yesterday to see if they would require masks with an opt-out option like Hillsborough County did. They did not. There will be no requirement for kids in Pinellas County to wear masks, and there won't be an opt-out system. So they don't have to wear them if they don't want to. So happy back to school to everybody, to all the parents out there, including me. So I'll still never forget there was a commercial about back to school shopping where the song was, "It's the most wonderful time of the year," and I couldn't agree more. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, they're having a career fair. It's actually happening today. It starts up at 10 a.m. this morning, and it runs till 2 p.m. this afternoon. They're looking to fill over 300 positions, including...
Cocktail waitress, maybe? Possibly.
How about casino services? There you go. Guest services, front desk operations, restaurant security, and spa and recreation. Just a few of the 300 jobs available. People hired will be eligible for a $500 sign-on bonus, Lana. There you go.
Lana, there you go. Almost awesome. A car payment.
Wait, do I not know something here?
What do you mean?
Something going on. Why do you need to go get a job? I got one.
I know you got one.
Okay.
Earlier you said you wouldn't be working here if you invented something, too. So I didn't know. I just didn't know if you were looking around.
Because I'd be on my yacht in Greece. Yes.
All right. Well.
All right. Let's transition out of that.
By the way, it's a game day week. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers first preseason game. It's actually this Saturday night. Raymond James Stadium. They're playing the Cincinnati Bengals. It's at 7:30. Head coach Bruce Arians said yesterday, everybody will make an appearance. That includes Tom Brady. He'll probably play the first couple of series. So if you get there early, you'll be able to see Tom Brady. I'm sure it's sold out like every other game. But that is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Saturday night preseason. And finally, the Tampa Bay Lightning head coach John Cooper, they've won back-to-back Stanley Cups. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
He has a new job. Don't worry. He's still going to be the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's fine. But he is going to be the new head coach of the Canadian men's hockey team for the Olympics in February next year.
Awesome. I love that.
Yep. So it's the 2022 Olympic Winter Games. It's in Beijing, China. So they don't know if NHL players are going to be allowed to participate yet. The league and the IOC, which is the International Olympic Committee, have yet to come to an agreement. But the NHL has put February as no games are scheduled there to make sure that the NHL players would be available to play in the Olympics
awesome.
For 2022. So congratulations to John Cooper, head coach of the Lightning, the Canadian men's hockey team coach. By the way, the 2022 Winter Olympics start up February 4th. There you go. Yes, Lana.
Do the coaches make money?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you're a hockey player. I'm sure they make a good amount of money.
Yeah, because we were just talking about how the gold medal people. So if you're
everybody wins a medal.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Yep. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate that, Gadia. All right, Kevin, highlight of the show. First day back, by the way. Oh, back thanks. In studio. We're glad to have you back.
Mm-hmm.
Survived COVID.
I mean, that is the
family
highlight.
Is, yeah, that is
That's highlight. The highlight right there.
Family's better. This is great. Yep. What was your highlight of the show, sir?
Other than it being back to school for the kids today, which is great. I love it. We are playing for Country Thunder tickets. Lana, you did very well on questions. I tried to make them harder today, but you knew that the Golden Brahmin was the original name mascot of the USF Bulls before 1981.
Yeah, full disclosure, I didn't really know that, but I knew it wasn't the other two. And then when I asked what a Brahmin was, because I didn't know what that was.
It's a Brahmin bull.
You said it was a bull, and I was like, I'm going with that answer. I didn't really know.
So, well, he tried to give you a compliment.
I tried, but it failed.
Full disclosure.
Tampa trivia tomorrow at 7:40 for more Country Thunder tickets. I would like you to make the questions even harder for tomorrow. Kevin.
Okay, I will attempt to do so, yes. Okay.
So we are going to see if Lana can help somebody win those tickets. All right, Lana, highlight of the show.
It's just Kevin being back in the studio. Kevin being here, we're all back to full force, and it feels good. So I love that.
My highlight would be Lana's car line fun fact today. And it was about the kids, I believe, in China?
South Korea.
South Korea. And what was the hours they go?
They go to school for 16 hours a day.
Okay. Yeah. And what were the hours that they go?
Well, it's said 8 to 4, and then they go back from 6 to 9, but we all know that that doesn't add up to 16 hours. That only adds up to 11.
Well, do we all know that, or did we have a few calls that said, that's only 11 hours?
I found it on the internet.
And the internet never lies. Yeah.
Apparently it does.
JR just passed the car line fun fact to me 2 minutes before we get on the air.
So you're blaming it on
JR.
Pass the buck one time.
Maybe you need to go to school for 11 hours a day and get this figured out.
I'm out. No way.
All right. Have a great day. Where you got 99 minutes commercial free coming up for you at 11:45 and also your Country Thunder tickets at 12:40. Have a great day.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.